poop and cats poop too. You know it's true. Big turds and wet turds.
Ew.
And small turds and round turds too. Float in the loo.
Yeah. That's what people do, okay? It's the Joe and Alex show, and we talked about this yesterday. There was a guy on Reddit called Learned Butt, and he ended up talking about how he's a 22-year-old guy, and he just found out recently when he went to his friend's house that it's not a common thing for every family to have a poop knife.
I literally cannot with this.
Now, the poop knife is what the family had, and they'd wash it, and then they'd hang it up near the kitchen, I guess. It was kind of rusty. But apparently the family had girthy poos, and they wouldn't necessarily use it as a plunger, but to make it so it wouldn't block everything up, they would
stop.
They would slice.
Something's not right with your diet if you have to have a poop knife.
I don't think that's not true. That means you're really healthy. You're getting everything out of you.
They must have like an extra large squatty potty.
Squatty potties, by the way, are amazing, and they will increase the size of your doo-doo.
I got my parents and both my grandparents one for Christmas.
Oh my God, I bet your parents had grandparents had stuff come out from like the 70s and 80s.
My dad was pissed. He was like, return this.
Really?
Yeah, but didn't try it though.
No, he refuses.
Mr. Clark, this is Joe. Try the squatty potty. It'll help you out. It'll clean you out.
I tried to explain. I showed them the cartoon from Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah, if that doesn't sell, I don't know what would. But this guy, though, going on there admitting it, learned butt that, you know, hey, I thought for 22 years of my life that was just like a normal thing. You had a toilet, like with a plunger and like a little scrubby thing, and you had a poop knife.
That is literally insane. I don't know what is funnier to me, the knife or the name Learned Butt.
Poop knife is gross. Learned Butt is funny. But do you guys have anything like that as far as maybe you didn't find out till you were a teenager or an adult, like something like, oh, wait, that's not how it goes? Or, you know, you learned it as an adult. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you follow us, too, on Twitter and Instagram. And comment there. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
Let me preface this by saying, I'm not surprised if there's something that you learned as an adult. Because if people never knew this, you thought back in the day that black and white TV, like, that's just how the world was
right,
for a while.
Right.
And then instantly there was color, and that's when we had color TV, but everything was in black and white.
Yeah, so I thought when black and white movies were filmed, that's just what the world looked like.
Exactly. That's all it was. So, with that being said, what did you find out when you were an adult?
So, me and all my sisters thought that it was illegal to have the light on in the car,
yes!
Like at night.
Like the interior dome
the
light?
The interior light. We thought it was illegal to have it on in the car at night.
Why,
me and all my sisters.
Did you try to turn it on and get in trouble?
Oh my gosh, all the time. Like if we were on family vacations or late at night, we were all in the family, like with the car, all in the car with the family.
Yeah.
And we would turn it on and our parents would be like, turn that off! So we thought it was illegal. And I literally...
Who's going to arrest you, the light police?
I didn't know, but I was so scared. And I remember when I first got my license, I wouldn't do it. And I was so terrified. And then I guess like just like over time, I saw my friends do it. So I was like, surely this isn't illegal, right?
I hang out
so
with
I just started to
people.
Do it either way. But for the longest time, me and my three older sisters all thought it was illegal.
I wonder if that actually is. Like if you drive for a long time, if that's distracting or not, then maybe that's something that could be illegal. But
yeah. And then I also thought that there were little men inside of stoplights, like traffic lights, controlling it.
Like Oompa Loompa people or smaller?
Just, I don't know, just like little men. I thought this when I was like a little kid, that there was little men in there like controlling like when to push like red,
for
green.
For each light or is there one man in there?
No,
or
no. There
three
was
little
just
men,
like,
one red, one yellow,
I just,
and
like,
one green.
I just imagined it as like an office, but inside like a traffic light.
Hi, Todd. Welcome.
And they were watching the traffic and they would decide when it should be red and when it should be yellow.
Okay.
Did anything, can you remember what made you think that or is that just what you thought?
That's just what I thought. And you know that movie, like, Whoops, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yes, yes,
I
yes.
I was like, well, clearly. Like, that's what
that's
it is.
That's why they shrunk everybody so they
I'm
can
like,
fit
well,
in the light.
It.
So they can work at the light.
Todd's late for work again.
Right.
His tiny taxi didn't show up on time.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Lizzie,
what did you find out? Like, it took a while, but you were finally an adult. You're like, oh, that's how it is.
I think it was, like, right before my freshman year. My mom was on house arrest, but I didn't know what the little ankle bracelet was. She told me it was like this medicine thing that she had to wear. But it makes sense. Well, it made sense because she had like this little pack thing that she had to wear on her arm that like gave her medicine. So I thought it was normal. So my friend's like, when did your mom get on house arrest?
I'm like, my mom's not in house arrest. She has a sickness. She's got medicine she has to take. How dare you? I love that. I wonder how many people that are under house arrest are like, oh my gosh, I should have thought of that. That's a genius idea. Hey, Lizzie, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, that's our Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you follow us and let us know there too. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. What did you find out kind of when you were an adult? Right now, Liv the Web Girl is in a commanding lead with all the things that she had no clue till she was an adult.